This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hi girl, I'm one of the leading influencers in South Munster, measured by the number of my followers who think I like all the shit eyeliners I endorse across my social media channels for €3,000 a video. Hashtag never miss a chance for a free ad. Anyhow, hashtag money is tight because I've no speaking gigs at hashtag power breakfasts for women where everyone is really supportive to your face and then says awful things about you and the jacks, you know, that kind of a way. So to be honest with you girl, I'm so desperate now that I do a promo for Clonmel. Do you know any bogman towns that would like me to visit and say, ooh, I could really see myself living here, even though I'd rather eat my own eyes while having an off with a man from Fermoy? At Uso Wishlike, Turner's Cross and Monte Carlo.
My friend works for Tourism Ireland. We call her Diddly Eileen. I said, do you know any shite towns in the Midlands? She said, are you suggesting there's any other kind? Hashtag not great at our job.
Now listen up, you disgusting mix. Banty Horseface Whiffington, our code name for Boris, was on the blower saying it's a disgrace that an Englishman should be considered persona non grata all over the world right now. We've done nothing we should be ashamed of in our dazzling history, except for the odd spot of colonialism and Simon Cowell. Anyway, it feels like no one will let us into their country this summer, so that means error for our foreign holidays this year. How positively revolting. Where would someone of my caliber enjoy a good time with your local fillies? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London, and rather a lot of Wales, unfortunately.
Oh, I got back onto my friend in Tourism Ireland, Diddly Eileen, and asked her to find somewhere suitable. She said, I just keyed in posh English accent, huge house, sex into our database. Oh, I said, what came back? She said, Kinsale. Hashtag Kel surprise.
Come here, Audrey. What's the story with coming into contact with English people? I'm not racist now, like. Some of me besties are from Galway. But I seen the story in the paper there that New Zealand was infected by two people who flew in from the UK. No, I have to say, I took a small bit of pleasure out of that. The Kiwis were doing me head in with their sexy Prime Minister saying we do be free from the virus. Like, of course you do be free from it. You live in the middle of nowhere, you bunch of gormies. But then I was thinking, I'm not sure I'd like that to happen here, do you know? And that's a bit of a problem for me, like. Because me cousin Dale, he wants to fly over for a weekend from Manchester. Now, is it racist for me to say, come here, Dale, Scarlet Fidel, like, kid, but you lot do be rancid over there, stay away. Dolce Doni, Blackpool, not a racist.
I'd say you'd be alright, Tony. Irish people are allowed to say what they want about the English without being called racist. It's a little payback for 800 years. Hashtag go for it. My friend's an expert on calling people racist because he spends half his life on Twitter. I said, what's your view on English people coming over here? He said, no problem. I said, I thought you were in Sinn Féin. He said, I wasn't till last Monday, but I'm in the Greens. Hashtag opportunistic.
It's beep beep all day on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Babes who feel sorry for people who can't afford a hot tub. Claire _ White Range Rover started it off when her husband Ross brought a drone and flew it over the Black Rock Road to see how the super rich are spending the money they saved by not flying to Cape Town for Easter. Hot tubs, apparently. And not the ones you buy in Aldi because you're only a teacher. As Alva _Amazing Bone Structure put it, anyone who doesn't spend 10 grand on one of those is basically admitting they come from Turner's Cross. Here's the problem though. The Greens are in government and they're total buzz wreckers. Do you think they'll say, sorry now lads, no hot tubs, waste of water? Jenny Douglas Road.
My cousin's a bit of crack, even though he is big into saving the planet. I said, what will the Greens do about the hot tubs? He said, picture themselves having sex in it just like everyone else. Hashtag Eamon Ryan, hashtag mental image.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.